In the remaining time, I would like to ask you three questions. Number one, we need to know what is our testimony here. This is crucial. This morning we have so many brothers and sisters from different churches. We need to be very, very clear about what is our testimony here. That's question number one. The Lord's Recovery was raised up 90 years ago, from Watchman Nee to Witness Lee. From day one, the Lord recovered us back to what's in the Bible. What is in the Bible? Number one, the subjective experience of Christ. This has been lost in Christianity. The Lord wants to recover among His children the subjective knowledge of Him. Number two, it is to recover the testimony of the one body. Spiritually speaking, this body is universal and spiritual. Practically speaking, it is manifested as a local testimony in each city. This testimony does not belong to any Christian organization, nor does it belong to any doctrine or culture. It is something based on Christ's redemption and His life, something of a testimony. And this testimony is gained from every tribe and people and tongue. Therefore, in Revelation chapter 5, eventually, what God is after on the earth is to gain people from every tribe and people and nation and tongue to form a kingdom and a priesthood unto God. This is the Lord's recovery. So when Witness Lee, in 1962, as the brother mentioned, brought the Lord's recovery here, he brought such a recovery without any culture or tradition. 200 years ago, the missionaries preached the gospel to China. Of course, we're very grateful that they brought the Bible and the Lord Jesus to us, but they also brought Christmas and the turkey. We don't want these things. Watchman Nee said, "Thank you for giving us the Bible. Thank you for giving us the Lord Jesus. But take away with you Christmas and the turkey. We don't want those things." When the Lord's recovery was raised up, it did not bring anything to the Western world. What He brought is the Bible, the word of the Lord Jesus, and the Lord's recovery. This is what we need to be clear, very clear about. What is our testimony here? The testimony we're having here is not that of Americans or Chinese or Koreans. Our testimony is the testimony of the Lord. This is what the Lord is after in this age. Now, question number two. You have heard the brothers sharing. In the past 90 years, why were there so many turmoils and problems and attacks? You need to consider, our number is not large. We have about 20,000 in the U.S., and the number is bigger in China, about 1 million. But by comparison, the number is still relatively small. But in the past 90 years, we were at the center of all the storms. Whenever we went, there was a storm or turmoil and attacks. If you review our history, it was full of attacks, opposition. Then you ask me, why is this? I tell you, whatever God is after, the devil is also after. Now you understand. If you want to know what God is doing, just look at what the devil is doing. The devil is so eager and trying his best to destroy something. That must be the Lord's work. The brother already mentioned in the East, when God is doing something in the East and doing something in the West, the enemy is also doing something. You might say, oh, you're saying you're giving us such a discouraging word. No, absolutely not. This proves this is the Lord's recovery. This is what the Lord is after. Last night, we said, how beautiful this is. How beautiful is the one new man. In Ephesians 2, it says, breaking down the middle wall and making peace in Christ. Then it says, you need to preach such a peace as the gospel. Today our gospel is not just Christ, but also the peace made among so many nations. That peace is our gospel, which is to be preached to those far away and those who are near. Of course, the devil is unhappy about this. If I were the devil today, do you think I will be happy? God is making the one new man. Do you think I will be happy? Of course, I will do whatever I can, by all means, in religion, in the world, to destroy such a thing. Now you understand, especially those of you who are young or who grew up in the Lord's recovery, you might ask, why is the Lord's recovery attacked so much? If this is not the Lord's work, no one will attack it. Satan will be sleeping on top of our chapel. Today he's not sleeping. Why? Because this is the Lord's recovery. Okay. Next. Question number 3. If so, what should we do today? You and I, what are we supposed to do? In the summer training, we have a friend from Christianity. He came in our midst. His name is Hank Canagraph. We ate at a restaurant nearby, and he told us we need to have the counterattack in the air and also the counterattack on the ground. We need a counterattack. We can't keep saying, oh, we just suffer attacks and opposition. The Bible does tell us we need to be like lambs. But before God, we need to fight back. How do we fight back? This morning, I tell you. Number one, we need to pray. We need to pray regarding all the opposition. We need to pray concerning all the closed doors. We need to shut the gates of Hades. In the Far East, we just mentioned there's some destruction, damage done. We need to pray about it. And here, so many Americans and Caucasians were eaten. What should we do? Number one, we need to rise up to pray. Brother Lee began his work in the West by what? By prayer. So today, if we want to overthrow Satan's work, we also need to do it by praying. Therefore, in every place, we need to rise up to pray concerning the Lord's work in America. Prayer is powerful. In the book of Daniel, it says there are princes hindering the work of God. So Daniel prayed about it, and as he prayed, the angels bound those princes. Today we need to bind those princes in the air. This is to fight in the air, the battle in the air. In the Middle East, the first battle is the battle in the air, the air war. Today, what is our air war? It's our prayer. We need to pray in groups, and then we will drop bombs. Boom, boom, boom. Then we will destroy the work of Satan. Number two, we also need to have the ground war. What is the ground war? It is to practice the God-ordained way. How did Brother Lee bring the churches in Taiwan forward from being passive to being aggressive or active, from a failure to victory? It is by practicing the God ordained way. So today, if we were to fulfill the purpose of God and carry out the Lord's recovery, each one of us needs to have a new revival. This is what we mentioned last week and this week in New Jersey, and here we need to practice the new revival daily, weekly, periodically, personally, and corporately. We need to have a revived living, not just a meeting life, but in our daily life, in our family life, personal life, work life, and church life, in every kind of life, we need to be a revived person. What's a revival? It's to be a vital person, living and active. Simply put, this morning, I tell you, last year, I had fellowship with the saints in China. I said there are only four things in the God ordained way. I use four English letters. G-O-A-L, goal. Number one, begetting. Number two, nourishing. Number three, perfecting. Number four, building. If we are all vital persons, practicing begetting, nourishing, perfecting, and teaching and building, then we're practicing the God ordained way. What is begetting? It's preaching the gospel in our daily life, not just by once a year gospel meeting, but be a gospel preacher in our daily living. So G means gospel. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul said, "Whatever I do is for the sake of the gospel." In other words, you're for the gospel when you come to the meetings, but also in your daily life, when you're raising up your children, in your family life, you're also for the gospel. Paul said, "Toward the Jews, I become a Jew. Toward the non-Jews, I become a non-Jew. And toward those who are weak, I become a weak one as well, in order to gain some. Whatever you do, you need to gain some." Paul himself was a Jew, but he was not a Jew in his natural disposition. So those you are Chinese, but you are not just Chinese in a natural way. You are a Chinese for the sake of the gospel. It's not just for getting a better life, better job, but you're here for the gospel of God. Toward the Jews, we become a Jew. Toward the Gentiles, I become a Gentile, in order to gain some. Therefore, our living, what is our living for? Is it for your job? Is it for your children? Is it for their education? No. No. We need to be loud and clear. No. In order to gain some. Our living is the gospel. Our living is not just for ourselves. Our living is for the gospel. Whatever I do is for the sake of the gospel. Number two, we need to open our homes. Our home is a home for all the nations. Our home is for all the sinners. Our home is the house of God. I shared with those Hispanic-speaking saints, mi casa, su casa. My house is your house. We need to tell the Lord, mi casa, su casa. When you say that, the Lord will say, mi casa, su casa. Your house will become a Bethel. Bethel. Bethel is the house of God. Where is Bethel? Where is the house of God? It's not in a chapel. The house of God is in your house. Open your house. For the Chinese, for the Americans, for Caucasians and blacks and yellows, whatever skin colors there are. for those in the community, for those on the campus. If you say, my English is poor, they don't care about your English. They just need your love. They just need your love. Love them. Love them. Then you will gain all of them. Love is a universal language. Oh, maybe your English is so eloquent. Will you gain people? When Brother Lee came here, is that the way he gained people? By beautiful, eloquent English? No, by life. By truth. For us, it's by love. If we open up our heart, open up our homes, just see if you can gain people from all the nations. This is number two. Number three, we need to practice the vital groups. Brother Lee shared about this in 1992, 93, and 96. He saw that this is our counterattack. How do we fight back? By everyone turning into a soldier. Today, we not only do we have the national army, we have the civilian army. All of you are in the army. Do you know how the Chinese communists gained the whole China? It's by turning everyone into a soldier. Today, in the Lord's recovery, this is what we're doing. We need to equip everyone so that everyone can become a member in the Lord's army. By doing so, we can mobilize everyone on the ground. On the air, we need to throw bombs one after another. And on the ground, we need to be very vital, mighty ones. And we need to have vital companions to form vital groups. In such a way, we have everyone is a soldier. Today, in the world, what do they want to see? They don't want to see an our organization, but they want to see a group of people who really, genuinely live Christ. This is the spirit of the God-ordained way. That is, everyone is functioning. Not just to have a humongous chapel, a church building, but in our daily life, we need to be functioning, active, and vital member. So G-O-A, what is A? A is active, vital groups, active. Brother Lisa says, what is a vital person? A vital person is someone who is active and living, not just living inwardly, but also active outwardly, have outward activities, preaching the gospel, door knocking, taking care of the new ones, and bringing back the prodigal sons. Number four, in the church meetings, we need to learn to prophesy. Prophesying builds up the church. So L is living prophesying. No matter where you go, in English-speaking meeting, Chinese-speaking meeting, or Spanish-speaking meeting, wherever you are, when you go, you need to bring Christ with you. You need to bring your experiences with you. Now, it's very good that we have the Holy Word for morning revival, but you need to digest it into your and absorb it into your being, and then you need to have experiences of the Lord in your daily life. And then, in every church meeting or every Lord's table meeting, when you come, it's not just by two or three giants, big brothers, eloquent brothers. No, that's watching Olympics, watching Michael Phelps. You're watching others perform. But in the church meeting, we're not watching others perform. It's a public swimming pool. In this public swimming pool, you have those with a big belly, those who are not so good looking, but everyone in the water is so joyful. So today, when we come to the Lord's table meeting, everyone needs to function for the Lord, speak for the Lord. Speak forth God. Then we can build up the church. Okay. Dear saints, just imagine if we practice in such a way. Can we take back the United States? Will we? Can we? Can we do it? I don't care how much Satan has done. Eventually, Satan's going to the lake of fire. Do you agree? His destiny is the abyss. We need to respond to the Lord by being mighty ones, by begetting, nourishing, teaching, and building, being active and living, going out to gain people, preaching the gospel to all the nations, opening our homes and practicing the vital groups, reading the word of the Lord and being constituted with the truth, and by becoming a fruit-bearing branches every day and bringing back the harvest into the Lord's recovery and joyfully. Then when the Lord comes back, we can go to see the Lord boldly and proudly. You might not have done a great work as a speaker in Christianity. You don't need to do many great works. All you need to do is in your daily life become vital every morning, and in your daily life build up a living of begetting, nourishing, teaching, and building with your companions in your community. Is it difficult? Do you say amen to this? Would you like to have the air bombing? Would you like to have the war on the ground and mobilize every force in the Lord's recovery to defeat Satan, to destroy the great red dragon? He knows his time is limited, so he's very angry. He's using the worldly force, the religious force, trying to eat the Lord's recovery. But there's a voice from the heaven. The overcoming ones are being produced. How? By revival every morning, overcoming every day, becoming overcomers in your daily life, family life, and church life. Such a overcoming is what the Lord is after today. This is the testimony that the Lord is after. Do you say amen? If you say amen, I'll stop right here. Okay, amen. I hope we will all rise up. Rise up. Do not be passive. Do not be passive. Satan knows his time is near, so he's doing so much work. But victory belongs to us. Victory belongs to us. Always belongs to us, because we side with the Lord Jesus. We are on the side of the Lord Jesus. This is the Lord's recovery, not the work of men. Amen. May the Lord bless all of you.